Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, Bob. Well, after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Beverly Flaxington back on the show. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people we know on the Brain Trust. She is a business advisor and an organizational specialist. She's the co-founder of The Collaborative. She's the author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack here. Make Your Shift, The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors, The Essential Sales Guide for Entrepreneurs and Business Owners. That tells you what a thought leader she is. She's our good friend, Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, I was telling the audience, Beverly, I wasn't telling them. I was just saying out loud as they were nodding their heads that small business owners, more than any other sector in the economy, we have a major challenge in the fourth quarter of wrapping up the year. You know, if we've got a typical Main Street business, especially retail, fourth quarter is essential that we have a strong fourth quarter or we don't have a good year. If you're not a typical business, you're more of a wholesaler or a contractor, something like that, you still need to get things done, booked in the year so you can have a strong year. But all the while, with the same number of people, the same people who are trying to close things out, you also have to try to get them organized to make sure that when the clock ticks 2019, that we hit the ground running, productive and effective, right?
And if you
I'm exhausted just talking about it.
Well, and if you celebrate holidays of some sort, Jim, you got to do some shopping in the middle there too. It's funny. I was having a conference call yesterday with a group, and the man that runs this small business, and he probably has maybe seven people, and so we were talking about an initiative that he wants to put in place next year, and he kept using the sentence, "I just don't know. I'm so scattered. I just don't know. I'm so scattered." And I said to him, you know, I think that could be the tagline of almost every small business owner I know, especially in December. We just get so scattered. But, Jim, what more important time is there? Because if we don't figure out a way to do some look back, how did our year go, what worked, what didn't, and go forward, all of a sudden, we find ourselves in March or April, now we're scrambling to figure
out
what
the reason why the fourth quarter has to be so important, because we lose the first quarter.
Exactly. Exactly. And so it was interesting because, you know, in talking to this guy, and I just thought it was a microcosm, because I said to him, I said, I'm going to do a radio show tomorrow morning with my dear friend, and I might use this as an example, because he was very clear about the sorts of things that he wanted to do. So he was talking about this marketing initiative. He was talking about needing to reach out to some customers he hasn't been in touch with. He was talking about bringing on a 1099 and then figuring out how to leverage that person. And so, you know, he had this clarity, but, Jim, he couldn't wrap his head around what did it really mean in terms of the steps that he had to take to get it done. And I think that's the struggle. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it's not that we don't know what we need to do, but we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to get it done with everything else swimming around.
There's no question about it. And I'll tell you, if you can ever get to the point, and it took me years and years, took me decades in a lot of ways to get to this point, if you can ever get to the point where you can have a strong first quarter, the rest of the year gets easier because you don't wind up in the hole. And I still think about the years when December rolled around and somebody I was trying to close said, you know what, this isn't going to be this year's business, this is going to be next year's business. And I said, don't worry about it, I'm going to need business next year too. And I was cool with it, you know. I mean, I just, but it was because I didn't lose the first quarter, because I started off with a solid, and if you and so consequently, that customer's business in the first quarter, by having it in the bag, so to speak, in the drawer in my hip pocket, that got me off to a good start. It gave me confidence. It gave me momentum. It's just amazing what you can do if you can get off to a good start.
Well, and then you're not kind of sitting there as of January 2nd and figuring out, okay, what do I do? Because I was in this mad scramble. But maybe can we? I think about two things related to this topic, Jim. One is the idea of leverage, and you said it so eloquently at the beginning, right? We've got to get the same amount done with the same amount of people. We're not going to materialize, you know, twice our team in order to address this stuff. But you know, is there a way that we can leverage, you know, other sorts of resources? And I think that leverage comes from us kind of being able to chunk. I call it chunking, and it's funny that. I like to box, so I go to a boxing gym, and the guy that runs it, he's a small business owner. We've gotten to be very close. He sees me going at that bag. It's a good stress reliever. I'd recommend that for the audience, too. But anyway, and so he'll often kind of pick my brain about things he should be doing, but it's almost become a joke because he'll say, well, I'm trying to put this plan in place, but don't worry, I'm chunking. Because I try to teach people the idea of breaking this down so that it's kind of manageable. Right? Mm-hmm. If you want to start a new marketing initiative, what steps do you have to take? What things do you have to do? And really looking at these discrete pieces so then we can figure out, you know, is there somebody else that can help me? How do I leverage maybe an outside resource or my team differently? What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea. And I also think that a way to think about making that have a little more giving it a little more slack, so to speak, is a better way to think. Maybe a better way to think about it is to say, okay, what I'm doing now, today, the end of December, in anticipation of January, what I'm doing is not really about January. It's not really about even about the first quarter. It's really about making fourth quarter next year not be so frenetic, where I'm not a crisis manager in the fourth quarter. Everything I'm doing today, this very day, still in the previous year, is to help me have a less chaotic fourth quarter next year. What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly right, and because what happens is we'll set the goal for the year, but we don't have kind of a plan of what we need to do. And I think a big part of it is generating revenue early on.
Yep.
So I agree, Jim. I did this too for so many years. I mean, you know, honestly, not even really planning well for taxes. And I would feel like, okay, first quarter is just try to pay the tax bill. But I think having that thought,
hold that thought. I got to take a quick break. Yes. Beverly Flaxington and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.